Pure Dog Talk is the podcast on purebred dogs. We talk to the legends in the sport and give you tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is sponsored by ChampionshipBreeders.com. Championship Breeders is a proud supporter of the American Kennel Club, our specialty and all breed clubs, our dog sports, and the gifts of therapy and service from our canine companions. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and today on Wisdom Wednesday, we are joined by Lee Whittier. And Lee has a very exciting program for the fancy that she's working on developing, and it's called Dog Show Mentor. And I'm going to turn you over to Lee and let you explain a little bit, Lee, about what your program exactly entails.
Well, thanks, Laura, and thanks for having me here. I conceived of Dog Show Mentor about a year ago, and the reason I developed it was because I'm a judge, and in the ring, I would see people who were lost. I think dog showing is the only sport where people pull the dog off the sofa and bring him to the ring without any training or experience and have the expectation that they should win. So I'd see people making mistakes that would not enhance their dog and things that were pretty easy, people who didn't really understand our dog show culture. And as you know, Laura, we're a group unto ourselves.
Yes, we are.
And we take some time to get used to us and understand the lingo, understand what we're talking about. So originally I decided it would be for more people who are beginning and entering our sport. And what I found was that the real need was in the 5 to 15 year people who knew that they needed to know more and were hungry to know more and wanted to hear from a judge's perspective what they were seeing and how to improve themselves, how to improve their win rate, and how to think about what they were doing, developing an approach. So that's how it started.
I think that is something that I've seen people very excited to know about. So you developed Dog Show Mentor to meet that need, correct?
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit about how the program works. No, but I want you to give people an idea how it's set up, and specifically, in addition to the judge's perspective, what are your goals for your students or your clients that you're working with?
So the program is set up first and foremost exclusively for owner handlers. The reason for that is that owner handlers don't have the advantage of showing a couple hundred dogs a week.
That's right.
Although they have an advantage of having whatever time they do spend to spend on their one or two or possibly three dogs, but they don't have that advantage of the camaraderie that comes with the in-depth learning that dog show handlers have, particularly when they've been assistants to another handler. So first of all, it's for owner handlers. It's also for people who think they can't compete with other successful owner handlers or with professionals. It's for people who are willing to work hard and who are also willing to change things up a little bit. What I've seen is people want to develop their skills, but they don't really want to change. So this is really for people who say, hey, I hate losing enough that I want to change, or I want to win so much that I want to change, or they're just hungry to know more. And also if they're totally committed to being a real student in dogs.
Sure. And I'm curious, and this is completely a curiosity, are you finding a lot of reception with that?
You mean as far as people who want to be students?
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how many people take the webinars and listen and listen and listen over and over again. And sometimes they're listening on the way to a dog show and they take the pieces out that resonate with them, the thing that they need most out of a webinar or a judge's interview. So it's set up so that people can reach the goals that they choose. And one of the things I'm going to talk about today a little bit more is goal setting. But when people enter the program, they send me what their goals are. And then I weave that into the program. So if someone's goals are that they want to learn more about judges' perspective, or they want to learn more about AKC, I have, because it's my program, I get to develop a webinar on where people's interests lie. So they really set their own goals. My goals for them are to help them to be the best sport in the sport. That means how they take care of their dogs, what their attitude is towards other exhibitors and the judge, and other aspects that really help them to improve their win rate, improve their relationship with their dog, and the relationship with other people.
And I think it's really interesting, Lee, I like that you're focusing on that, the relationship building within the sport. Because I think that's where a lot of this is falling down, is people are intimidated to ask you or to ask me or to ask Bill McFadden or to ask somebody, how do I fix this? And they need that. I love that you're doing that relationship building. I think that's so important.
Well, part of what I saw also was that owner handlers were considering professionals as the enemy or as the person that they need to beat. And I wanted people to understand that these are people who have knowledge and who are a resource for them, and that they're not the enemy, that they are the person they can go to. And so through this program, I've been able to shift people's mindset on how they think about the professionals or other highly successful owner handlers.
And I think that's incredibly valuable to the sport in general, Lee. I really do think that if we can help people understand we're all in the same boat, we're all trying to row in the same direction, you know?
And that you can do that and be competitive at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think that that is something that I have seen change, you know, that mindset. And I think we need to bring it back to the idea that we really are all rowing in the same direction, and that we can help each other and still be in competition with one another, that those two things are not mutually exclusive.
So I try to make the program responsive to the needs of the sport. And for example, if something changes in a rule or the way a rule is interpreted in the office at AKC, we try to talk about those kind of things. But primarily, this is responsive to the individual needs rather than a one-size-fits-all. So every webinar, at the end of every webinar, the mics are opened up and people can talk and ask questions and discuss. And it's a place for learning. There are no judgments. All questions are good questions. And I know people say that sometimes and they don't really mean it, but I do, because I think sometimes there are questions that need to be asked that are the simplest, most basic thing. And it helps to remind the more experienced people about what it was like to be a novice and not understand. I mean, I'm talking about 30-year people and 5-year people all sitting in the same room and talking to each other. And we could not have done this 15 years ago because we didn't have the technology. And we do have that technology today. And I am very grateful for that.
And I love that, Lee, because you're talking about some of the same things that I've been saying, which is we have all of this, if you will, 20th century knowledge, and we need to find 21st century ways to pass it on.
Well, I think we're doing that.
Okay, so that is fabulous. And I think one of the other things that I admire about your program is that you're able to do that sort of one-on-one, right? And I think that's, talk a little bit about the structure of your program, because I think it's pretty innovative.
Oh, great. Thank you. So it's set up so that I accept 7 people from each state, 1 from each of the groups, because it is a competitive sport. And people don't want to think that their competition is sitting there listening to them talking about what their weaknesses are or what they're trying to do with their dog. In the bigger states, I'm set up to accept 7 people in each region. So California, New York, Texas, a couple of other states. There's 2 sections, so it'd be up to 14 people. And I love that because it really brings people together and it keeps them sharp and it keeps them learning about other people's breeds and other people's groups. If I had only working people or only toy people, people wouldn't be learning as much. So that's an exciting part.
I like that a lot. And I like not just that they're learning about each other's breeds, but you know what I found over the years, having lived in different parts of the country and worked in different parts of the country, you judge in different parts of the country, different types of knowledge are almost geographic. Have you found that?
I definitely have found that, because I show dogs on the East Coast. And I showed from New England all the way to Florida and then out as far as Oklahoma, a couple forays out to the West, but not in any consistent way. So the program is also set up to, as I said, I use a webinar room and everybody goes there and you can set up your photograph like Skype so that, frankly, if people don't want to put on their best outfit or have their makeup on or they want to
be wherever they are. You can have a conversation in your pajamas. This is good.
Yes. Okay. I didn't say it. You said it. Thank you. If you're in your jammies and you don't want to get out, you could still be right there with everybody else and look at your best. And it's three webinars a month, one on presentation, one on questions and answers, and one on developing an approach to showing. And then I have an interview for judges or other breed experts, such as magazine editors or successful owner handlers or dog products that are new, innovative, and important. And any other dog show expert. I have secret weapon sessions, which I think you said we're talking about before. And they're really fun and, as you say, innovative. I work with people either at a show or in person if they happen to be local, or I would work with them online or on the phone. And they may be having a specific question or issue that they really just want that one-on-one. They want that very specific and targeted information and assistance. And that's a really key, important way to develop their learning. So it really jettisons people on. And you don't have to be a member of Dog Show Mentor to have a secret weapon session with me, but you get a discount if you are.
Okay, very good.
And everything is recorded online and available 24/7. So people could just go and pick up what they want, and that's it.
And I love that. Okay, so we were talking a little bit, and you have a new thing that you're offering, and this is, what are you calling it, the three tips?
So here are three tips that you can start immediately before you even go to your next show. The first one is to set goals. Now, just think of going to a dog show as a road trip. You know, if you don't put your destination into your GPS, then you might end up driving around in circles. And the same thing goes for showing your dog. If you don't set goals, you might make yourself crazy because you never really accomplish anything or see yourself succeed. And my goal is to help people succeed. So I have a specific and descriptive way that I help people set those kind of goals in an incremental timeline. And I help people remember to update them and revisit them on a regular basis.
Okay. So if your goal is that I wanted to make sure that my dog gave ears at the right time or whatever your goal is, you're like, okay, I did that goal. That's a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. It can be ears. It could be what they want to accomplish. They want to finish X number of dogs or they want to develop certain skills. And so one of the things that I've done to help people set specific skills is that I've teamed up with Greg Strong to come to the West Coast for a webinar in the Portland area in May, because I am not a handling class. That is not where my finest expertise is. And Greg has a very specific two-day seminar that he has set up and that he does several times a year all over the U.S. And he's never been to Portland before. So it's a great opportunity for people to learn handling skills through somebody who has been in it for his whole life and knows how to teach it.
Well, I think that that's a really great opportunity for people that are setting that goal. I think that's a perfect way to do that. What date was that?
May 13 and 14.
Perfect.
So the second tip that I have is, now don't roll your eyes, evaluate your dog using your breed standard. Now, I know that that sounds really basic, but I'm here to tell you as a judge that it is my opinion, based on what I see and hear in the ring, that most people, that would be more than 50%, do not read or know their breed standard.
Frighteningly true.
And one of the reasons that it's so important is because it will help you understand what the judge is looking for. And I'm sure you heard the same thing. People are standing outside the ring and they say, well, I think the judge is looking for this, or I think he's, or what is the judge looking for? And everybody's speculating and basically making stuff up because they don't know what the standard is. So they don't know what the judge is looking for. And that's what judges are trained on. And I have never, ever in all these years heard a person say, the judge is looking for the closest thing to the standard.
Yeah, I think that that's awesome. And so I'm very curious here. So do you like test them on your standard?
Beat your competition. Read your standard.
Yeah. It's very important. And do you go so far as to test them? You know, you have whatever, you have Tibetan Spaniels. Do you say, what's the standard on the Tibetan Spaniel's head? And that sort of thing.
No, my approach is to ask people about their standard. And then as people start talking about the standards, particularly on the secret Facebook page that I have, they get to being curious. Okay, curiosity leads to education. As they become curious, they want to go and read the other standards. And that's what I'm finding people are doing. The Dogchen Mentor program is set up to as a go at your own pace. You can come in anywhere in the program and you can either go and look at past webinars, listen to what's been said before, or you could just dive right in wherever you are. And I think that sometimes a testing approach leads people to feel excluded or feel like they don't know something they ought to know. And in this program, there's nothing that you ought to know except be open to learning more.
And I think the thing that is so important that we find every day, I know I do, is the more you know what you don't know.
Well, and Laura, that's exactly right. And that's why the 5 to 15 year people are the ones that want this. Because they know, oh my gosh, I thought I knew everything when it was 5 years. And then at 6 years, oops.
I feel that pain. And I think it's important for all of us, you know, to be lifetime learners in the sport, whether you learn something new about a grooming tip or a handling tip, or somebody was telling me just the other day, oh, I do this to get out mats. I'm like, that's perfect. I heard that once 20 years ago and forgot about it, you know, like that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, I have Tibetan Terriers and I'm thinking right now, I know all about mats. What I don't know is how to get them out all the time.
Okay, so do you want to hear my tip? Here's my tip in case somebody else told me. I have not personally used this, but I know people who swear by it. WD-40. And I've heard it more than once.
How's that on white hair?
I haven't the foggiest.
I think I'll let someone else try that on a white coat.
The person who gave me this tip comes from Afghans.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I believe that. Oil gets off everything.
Yep. It
really
yeah.
does.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so what? We've had our own tip
Third
for
tip.
Each other.
Okay.
So what's your tip okay. number three?
Tip number three will surprise you. Tip number three is that good sportsmanship is sexy.
Ooh, I like it.
That's right. It's sexy. Being a good sport, smiling, and watching someone else win is psychologically alluring and inherently very attractive. Now, I don't mean you should walk around trying to be sexy or like a Cheshire cat looking ridiculous. But what I mean is smile sincerely. I mean, smile at the judge when they walk up to your dog. Just think, if you can't smile just for smiling's sake, just think of something funny or someone you love, or glance towards the judge and just smile. Studies show that our brains respond to a smiling face completely unconsciously. So the other thing is that when you smile, you can't feel anger. They can't coexist. So if you think that your dog should have won the breed and he got select, or if you think that you should have gotten first and you got fourth, smile and be happy about something. When the judge hands you that ribbon, think about something positive, smile and say thank you. It's way more powerful than giving them a dirty look and grabbing the ribbon. Because over time, people start to notice that you become more interesting to be around than a grumpy, angry handler who just can't wait to get away. Smile. It is an extremely powerful tool, and it'll make you happier in the long run.
And the whole point of the exercise of showing our dogs is supposed to be having fun, right?
Well, there's that.
Shocking, but true. Well, that is very cool. Lee, I sure appreciate your time, and I will be able to provide people with information in the show notes. If they want links to your information, we'll provide those for them there. Okay?
Thank you so much.
And I sure appreciated having you with us today.
Well, thank you for asking me, Laura. It was fun, and I'm delighted about Pure Dog Talk and Dog Show Mentor. Thank you.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. This will help share the love with others out there in the sport. This has been Pure Dog Talk with your host, Laura Reeves. We hope you can join us next time as we continue on the journey to success with your purebred dog.